You've both read and heard that buyers make their purchasing decisions based upon emotion, and they then back those decisions up with logic. Well, let me tell you that this is absolutely true. But here's the real question. How can you use this knowledge to help you generate more sales? When people make a purchase, they predominantly buy because of a feeling that they associate with the decision. Then logic supports our emotions and is used to justify our decisions after we have made them. Sure, logic plays a part, but emotion is the main player at work with purchasing decisions. Let me illustrate this with an example. What kind of car do you drive? Is it just a £500 banger that gets you from A to B? Probably not. Instead, you might have chosen your car based on the prestige of it, how it looks, how safe it makes you feel, the confidence it gives you. You get the picture? So when your prospect buys your product or service, what emotions are they buying? The decision to take action is based on how they feel. Also, think about this. If people made decisions based upon logic, then no one would ever overeat, overdrink, take recreational drugs, use tobacco, or do any of a thousand things that we all know are harmful to us. Yet, such vices fuel the largest and most successful industries in the world. It's simple. Things that make people feel good sell, and they sell very well. However, when that feeling subsides, then the decision that was originally made by an emotion must be justified. Hence, there has to be some logic to back it up. What feelings will your prospects get from owning your products or services? This is really important and needs to be thought through. I recommend that you take the time out to design your ESPs, because in your interaction, you'll need to bring to the surface the pain and the hurt that your prospect is feeling, and hence create the desire and the need for your solutions. One way to do this properly is to focus on the prospect's problem. So, in every sales interaction, you must do three things. One, you must uncover a problem that will expose the need. Two, you need to present the solution to the problem that will satisfy the need. Three, give the prospect a logical reason to take action now. You need to uncover problems and find areas where the prospect is hurting. Then you can proceed to the next stage.